John, thanks very much for being part of this interview for the Last Post magazine. It's much appreciated, and we commend you on your actions and what you've done so far for the veteran community.
Yeah, that's very, very small things.
That's fine. John, I first became aware of you when I was sharing a flat in Semaphore in South Australia back in 79. I think the previous year you'd had the Red Gum album, If You Don't Fight, You Lose, released. How did that all come about with you guys wanting to get together and make some wonderful music?
That actually came out of a course taught at Flinders University by a professor of philosophy, Brian Medler.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a course that examined the nature of the relationship between art and politics. So that's how we started to write
the sort of
songs that we did eventually. And in fact, the first album, If You Don't Fight, You Lose, was actually comprised the songs that we wrote for the course to demonstrate the fact that we understood what the course was about.
You know,
it was one of those things where you could you could write an academic paper, or you could collaborate on an arts project to demonstrate that, you know, you clearly understood what the course was saying, the argument of the course. So we wrote a whole bunch of songs that knocked the class sideways, and they kept us together. And all those songs, except for one, found themselves onto If You Don't Fight, You Lose, with one or two others that we'd written subsequently.
Mm. No, it was a commendable album, and thanks to the course for initiating that great first step into the cultural and musical history of Australia, if we could put it that way, because I guess commercially, you first, for me at least, again, I was only 19 in the early 80s that started. How did that song come about?
It was sort of an exercise in there, but for the grace of God, I'm sort of old enough that, you know, Vietnam was actually on my horizon,
mm-hmm.
you know, as a young bloke.
Mm-hmm.
Some mates of mine who are a year or two older actually went, and I saw them come back. Then I went to university and sort of, you know, sort of changed my position on the war,
mm-hmm.
But I had a great deal of sympathy for the blokes who were over there fighting, because it was a terrible thing that how they were treated while they were there and when they came home. So, you know, I was, and then they would talk to you, obviously, so, you know, because they were a bit gun shy.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, my brother-in-law, Mick Storen, agreed to share his story with me on the basis that, you know, so I can write a song, but the agreement was that if he didn't like the song, it was not to see the light of day. So he told me his story
mm-hmm.
one night, and I went away and wrote I Was Only 19.
Yes, well, again, it's etched its way into the history books of Australia, art and culture and music, and certainly is a theme often used by the veterans. Talking of which, actually, I think you donated, did you donate the guitar you wrote that song with to the Australian War Memorial, John?
Yeah, I did.
We saw, I guess you encapsulated what a lot of people were feeling. Whether we agreed with the war or not, it was no reason not to look after the people that had been either conscripted or asked to go there at the behest of the government. So well done there. Danger Close, the Battle of Long Tan, it plays a significant part in that movie in the sense of bringing to attention, once again, the veterans' plight. How did you get involved in Danger Close, John?
The writer and the director, you know, were obviously, keen to use 19. And they approached me, the film industries, you know, it's one of those industries where, you know, if somebody, one person can do a job before the film industry will work out a way where four people can do it. The woman who was in charge with licensing the music contacted me, mm-hmm. And I'll contact my publisher, and my publisher referred the request to me, and I was asked if they could use it. I rang and spoke to the director, because mm-hmm. I didn't want the song associated with a piece of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very, very keen to make sure that that they were being honourable, that they were honouring the story,
mm-hmm.
That it was going to adhere as closely to the facts as is possible when you are operating in the creative world.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to make sure that the people who were killed and wounded in that battle were treated respectfully. And they were able to convince me that they were, honourable in all those regards. So I gave my permission for them to use the song.
Mm.
And I was very pleased with the way that they did use it. Frankly, I expected it to be run over the credit roll. But when I went to see it and saw that they had used it in the commemorative piece at the end of the film, before the credit roll, I was quite delighted at that.
Mm-hmm. So I've seen the movie too, John, and it's a striking, confronting movie. My feelings are that it's quite will leave a spot, a mark in Australia's cinema history. What was your opinion of the movie?
Look, I thought it was terrific. I wasn't in Vietnam, Greg, so in terms of its attention to detail, I had to rely on veteran friends of mine who were in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. All of them said it was pretty faithful to the detail. Interestingly, they all had minor but different quibbles about the detail.
Mm, yes.
And that's to be expected.
Mm.
But they all thought that they got it pretty well right. I mean, certainly the depiction of Australians in Vietnam, Nui Dat, all of that sort of stuff.
Mm.
Every veteran I spoke to said the battle scenes were just extraordinary,
mm-hmm.
extraordinarily realistic. I have read, not extensively about the Battle of Long Tan, but enough about it to be able to determine where the narrative sort of diverge from history.
Mm-hmm.
But my overarching observation is that it is a very powerful story, one that is decades long overdue in the telling.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was very confronting.
Yes, it was.
You really did get a sense of what those blokes were up against. It didn't necessarily shy away from pointing a finger at the indecision and some of the fuck-witted decisions made by some of the upper echelon.
Yeah.
My view is that it's an important movie, and I think it's particularly well made, compelling, and something that we all Australians should see.
Well said. I felt the same way. I think in a blog the other night I was saying very much similar thing. It's confronting, but its honesty carries the day. I think that's an important thing to acknowledge, that there were mistakes made, and not to shy away from that. So once, like you, obviously not old enough or didn't go to Vietnam, but certainly, for instance, the wave of Viet Cong and North Vietnamese army soldiers coming constantly over the horizon, John, must have been a very fearful experience.
Yeah.
John, look, you've done some great work for the veterans, also the Indigenous veterans too. I think I interviewed David Morrison. He indeed asked you to do a song, didn't he, for the Indigenous soldiers at one stage?
Yeah, he did. David Blessing was a bit worried that the Anzac centenary celebration was going to, you know, be a sort of a self-congratulatory white fella gab fest. He was keen to make sure that the service of Indigenous men and women was marked. And being a bit of a music tragic, he thought a song would be the good thing. So he commissioned me to write on every Anzac Day.
Mm-hmm.
Which I've got to say, I was just speaking to David about half an hour ago,
and
remarking to him that when I always play that song live, and it has a striking response every time we play it.
Mm.
You know, it's one of those songs that, you know, gets a very significant round of applause and almost a standing ovation in the middle of the show, which is fantastic.
So it
it's really doing the job that David wanted it to do. I mean, I think you get a hit record like I Was Only 19, you know, once in your life.
Mm.
But, you know, on every Anzac Day has got a lot of traction and a lot of respect and affection, and some Indigenous families of diggers who passed on have come and grabbed me by the arm and said, you know, you gave your Vietnam veterans their anthem, you've given us ours. Thank you, brother. Which is fantastic.
Yeah, isn't that lovely? I think it well reflected too. And I think that the thing with your songwriting on these two songs, at least, is to me, and I guess a majority of Australians, because of the success of I Was Only 19, these are songs, John, that seem to have been waiting to be written.
Yeah, look, that's really not for me to say. You know, I 19, you know, 19, I did a lot of research for, and I didn't really... when I wrote it, it just came barreling down my arm like it had already been written.
Yeah.
On every Anzac Day was something I really had to exercise the craft on. You know, some songs are just, you know, they just come from magic land.
Mm-hmm.
And 19 did. On every Anzac Day, that was, you know, 10 days hard graft.
Yeah. So that's right. Like with any works of art, I guess that can happen too. And we're blessed that you're able to put that on every Anzac Day together, as well as I Was Only 19. John, you've done a lot of other stuff. We'll talk about that some other time. I mean, you've done helped put a kid's book together, I Was Only 19. You've done a book on Henry Lawson. Was that something you did also?
No, that was an album.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, an album of songs I recorded based on the poems of Henry Lawson, which we're actually re-releasing, so...
Oh, great.
Which will be great.
Well, we'll promote that if we can. I think that's a worthy part of culture.
If you put me an email address, I'll make sure you get one if you like.
That'd be wonderful, John. I'll do that with Di, and through Di, and then she can keep us in contact. Mate, as a fellow South Australian, hats off to you, and... all the best for the future. We'll stay in contact. I'll get a copy of the latest edition out. It's The Long Town on the cover, so we'll see if we can have a look at that too.
Yeah, great. That'd be terrific. Thanks, Greg.
Yeah, cheers, mate. Have a great afternoon.
Okay.
Cheers, mate.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.